You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Thanks for joining me. I've got another show that I wonder if it's appropriate for people tuning into the Law of Attraction because, well, my show is not really about accumulating great wealth or great love or material goodies. These things are all wonderful, and I thoroughly appreciate them and love them myself. But there are other great shows on the radio network that talk about how to manifest exactly what you desire, and or how to create the wealth and the great love and everything else. Well, my show is really about gaining the sense of well-being and purpose to your life. Yes, you can have it all, but unless you have a sense of well-being, it's more difficult to attract those things that you really, really want into your life. I like to think that my show is about bringing you awareness of current events and to view them according to the Law of Attraction principles. Now, this isn't to say that I have your answers, because rest assured, you have all the information you need to make decisions on how you want to look at things. So I won't even try to change your mind. I just want to make you aware of things that may be outside of your scope of understanding right now. We don't need to be absolutely like-minded, but if we all have a sense of well-being, well, that in itself will bring about a dramatic change in the world. Now, I know that there are many that say the world is not broken and we didn't come here to fix it. And I know I've been criticized because I think the absolute opposite. Case in point, why are all these wonderful people teaching about the Law of Attraction and the power of your thoughts? If the world and the people didn't need changing, well, then why expose them to this wonderful information to begin with? By teaching the principles of the Law of Attraction, you are, in fact, empowering the people of planet Earth. That's changing the planet. And many people tell us that when we change ourselves, the world changes with us. Because many of us use current affairs as a detraction from focusing on themselves. It is easier to blame others than to look at ourselves. Hey, I've been there. I know that. I also know that there are many that say the New Thought movement was created to make people put their heads in the sand, avoid looking at the negative things in the world, urging people not to attract all that negativity to them. But the only negativity that you can attract is the fear that keeps you blind. You negate your power of creation to someone else, and that may be what is keeping mankind stuck in a perpetual cycle of destruction. So here in Law of Attraction land, there are three sides of a coin. Those who don't want to attract the current affairs to them. Those who just want to look at the current affairs to avoid looking at themselves. And those who are aware and choose to create something completely different. So today I want to bring some awareness to you all. And you can choose which part of that coin that you want to fall into. Some things that I'm going to be mentioning to you may be quite shocking to the senses. So sit back and just bring it in. You don't have to accept it. You can say, no, not for me. and tune in to another terrific show on Law of Attraction Radio Network. And that's perfectly okay with me. So at this point, I'm going to take a fast commercial break. And when we return, we're going to get into some things that may change your perception, as it did mine just recently. We'll be right back after these words.
Hi, I'm Dee Wallace, and I've created the perfect holiday gift for anyone you know who needs to love themselves more. It's a cuddly teddy bear that says 14 empowering statements that remind us all of how special we are. Order yours today for your favorite child or the child within someone you love. Go to IamDeeWallace.com and click on Bupalopaloo and join the I Love Me movement.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Okay, we are back. Hey, I just want to mention that we're currently working on some brand new free apps to listen to the Law of Attraction Radio Network or to read the Law of Attraction magazine. They should be up in iTunes and Google Play within a few weeks, like the 1st of November, middle of November. So I'll keep you posted on that. Now, I've been watching this incredible 9-part documentary series about the truth of cancer. And some of the information on there has really blown my mind. It is so powerful and it is amazing. If you have not watched this 9-part documentary series, you can by putting into the search engine the truth about cancer. I not only learned about cancer cures from 131 doctors from around the world, I became aware of why cancer has grown to be a big, monstrous business that provides trillions of dollars in revenue, and why there are no cures from traditional cancer treatments such as chemo and radiation. Why, after all the donations and fundraising events for the last 50 years, there hasn't been any real significant cures? So you say, oh, there's been people who have been cured of cancer. But if you stop and think, that cancer always manages to come back, right? So it hasn't cured cancer. Curing something is permanently deleting it from the system so you don't have to deal with it again. And intuitively, I instantly felt after gaining all of this amazing information that if other people were aware of why all this stuff is happening, we can change things collectively. We can actually prevent cancer, which is really like the flu. We can prevent it, and even if we get cancer in stage 4, we can still cure it easily and release that cancer from permanently coming back. It won't metastasize, and you can literally be free of it forever. Now, I know everyone that is listening to my show has lost at least one person they've loved through having the big C. And I've lost best friends, the love of my life, and my father to this dreaded disease. I have watched their dignity be stripped away as they endured the horrible, horrible chemotherapy and radiation, to the point where I stated, If I ever contract cancer, I will not go through any treatment. And it's because of this strong belief that more and more information flows to me about alternative, painless treatment for cancer and basically for any disease. When I was in Germany a few months ago, I noticed the beautiful downtown of Heidelberg, and it had a big, huge building named Bayer, and I thought, oh, this is where Bayer Aspirin began. And I remember looking at it while I'm in Germany, and I'm thinking, there's a bigger story to this. Little did I know, 6 months later, that I would be hearing about Bayer, who was convicted of crimes against humanity during the Nuremberg trials after World War II. So I want to tell you this story that's been well documented. And it starts in 1925. IG Farben became a powerful cartel of German chemical and pharmaceutical companies such as Bayer, BASF, AGFA, and Hoist, now known as Aventis. By 1933, the IG Farben Group had become the largest chemical and pharmaceutical corporation in the world. And even today, although it doesn't use the name IG Farben, its companies remain the most powerful transnational on the planet in pharmaceuticals, chemicals, and agrochemicals. The IG Farben cartel was crucial to the Nazi war effort by supplying synthetic fuel, rubber, and other chemicals. John D. Rockefeller and his Standard Oil Company, which is a U.S. corporation, gave a huge investment to IG Farben, and together with Rockefeller, they set up a company called Standard IG Farben. The cartel, later known as the Devil's Chemist, used unwilling inmates of the concentration camps as slave laborers and guinea pigs to test chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and vaccines. Tens of thousands died, and those who became too ill to be of any use were murdered in the gas chambers. IG Auschwitz covered miles and miles of property, including the Auschwitz concentration camp, from which it drew a huge pool of slave labor. IG Farben directors were instrumental in turning this huge complex into the large extermination camp in human history. Now, I had always thought it was about the persecution of being Jewish that really was behind the war in Germany. And it was. But these corporations really wanted and needed the free labor and a pool of people in which to experiment on. And the Jewish population were there and ready and complied. Remember, IG Farben is the most powerful transnational on the planet in pharmaceutical chemicals and agrochemicals. Can you say GMOs? At the Nuremberg trials, and there were 12 trials, not just one, but 12, and one included 24 of the IG Farben directors and other industrialists who were charged with genocide, slavery, and other crimes against humanity. Many of these unscrupulous villains would later play a key role in reinstating several IG Farben companies as huge players in the pharmaceutical and chemical industry, not only in Germany, but all throughout Europe and the United States. Yes, these people that were convicted at Nuremberg were actually given jobs in these huge corporations to build pharmaceutical and chemical industry in the United States. These IG Farben directors served a few years for crimes against humanity, but a lot of them were rewarded by prestigious jobs that kept the genocide and slavery and crimes against humanity going forward to present time. Several of these former Nazis were pivotal in devising a pan-European trade association, which has now evolved into the European Union. And now it looks like they're responsible for the TPP trade agreement, which is in our current Congress right now. And it's been fast-tracked through President Obama. So now we know who is behind the TPP. The domination by the pharmaceutical industry of the current medical practices and their insidious influence on government legislation is a direct legacy of IG Farben and the Nazi war criminals who ran the original cartel. That's kind of shocking, isn't it? But it's completely documented. Crimes are still being committed today on such a massive scale that millions of people have died since World War II, and millions more are being poisoned daily by these people. And I'm just talking about vaccine, poisonous drugs, and of course, chemo and radiation through Big Pharma. And now we can see where GMO and TPP fall into the fascism that is currently being played out in today's world. I took a lot of this information from documented reports from the internet, but I also took a lot of information from naturalnews.com entitled Nuremberg Trials, Big Pharma's Crimes Against Humanity by Gabriel Donahoe, which was written in October 2008. You can even learn more about the World Health Organization that has literally been infiltrated and run by pharmaceutical corporations by another great article on naturalnews.com by searching for World Health Organizations. There you have the history. Now, let me tell you the status of the current traditional cancer medicines and what they do not do. Chemotherapy is not designed to cure cancer. It is designed to keep you coming back for more and more chemotherapy. It allows the cancer to look like it's been eradicated, but in reality, the cancer only comes back more potent than it was first treated. Chemotherapy and radiation were designed to do one thing, to make the wealthy wealthier. Their intention is not for you to survive. Their intention is to further the experimentation that they did back in the concentration camps. This is why there's so much talk about reinstating the Nuremberg trials because of the current crimes against humanity, not only for the pharmaceuticals, but for GMO bug-resistant seeds that create illness and cancer in everyone who eats their food. When you eat bug-resistant GMOs, you are eating the chemicals of Roundup. And now you know the reason why, even though 90% of Americans want government to label GMOs, the DARC Act has passed the House of Representatives and is going to be brought up in the Senate for a vote. And it doesn't look like it's going to be denied. This means that fascism that is used on all those people in the concentration camps for slave labor is still a reality. And those pharmaceuticals and GMO companies, Monsanto, actually bought off Congress and elected officials. Because if they can go against 90% of the American people's wishes, something's up. Common sense is not prevailing. That's why we have mandated vaccinations in California in order to create more disease or more money for the pharmaceuticals. These vaccinations are not done with the permission of the people. We're not given the opportunity for choice. We are simply being told that we have to do it or get in prison. That is what you call fascism. And that's also why there are so many wonderful physicians who actually gave up their practices and have turned to natural medicine. I've brought quite a few on my show, from Dr. Harvey Beagleson, whose practice was raided and destroyed just because he was telling the truth. And he was the one person that actually cured people. The government did not like this one bit. And they raided his practice until he could no longer fight back. I have brought on many others, such as Dr. John Houseman, who gave up their Western medicine for natural medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, massage. Simply chose to end their practice and to start going into other fields in which to help heal people. There are so many like him. Now, why am I bringing this up? Again, to make you aware that those oncologists that you trust so much may actually kill you. And most likely, they will kill you. I've never known an oncologist who has saved a loved one or a friend from dying. As a matter of fact, all their chemicals sickened them and robbed them and starved them of the natural nutrients in which my friends and family needed to cure their cancer. For over 2,000 years, until 1805, medicine was practiced exclusively according to the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates from 460 to 377 BC, the founding father of natural medicine. He taught that first and foremost, the principle of medicine must be to respect nature's healing forces, which inhibit each living organism. He also considered illness a natural phenomenon that forced people to discover the imbalances in their health. He strongly believed in good food and related the course of any ailment to poor nutrition and bad eating habits. He stressed, let food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food. And yet, today, Western medicine does not practice this at all. As a matter of fact, most medical doctors do not have any training in the very thing that the father of natural medicine talked about, nutrition. This means that modern day medicine has literally been hijacked, and it's been hijacked by criminals. Let's go back even further. Remember the Christ child on the day that he was born? He was visited by three wise men who brought gifts of frankincense and myrrh. And I always thought growing up, why? Just tell me why he brought Frankenstein and myrrh to the baby. I didn't understand it at all. You know, if you're going to bring something, bring gold. Well, frankincense and myrrh, I found out, are worth their weight in gold because these were the most powerful medicines that can heal through the skin and through aromatherapy. Today, there are even documented stories of a drop of frankincense on the tongue every few hours can rid yourself of brain cancers within a few months. There is even documentation that coconut oil, shea butter, with 10 drops of frankincense and 10 drops of myrrh can cure skin cancer. Myrrh is a powerful liver detoxifier, and these two together have worked exceptionally well in ridding the body of uterine cancers. Today, there are medical clinics in Tijuana, Mexico, such as the Hope Center, that literally uses non-invasive treatments such as oxygen chambers, heat therapy, and energy healing to eradicate the cancer. And these treatments are exceptionally successful. They have healed even stage 4 in a matter of months. They teach about good, nutritious, and delicious organic food. And not only that, they teach you how to grow these foods for yourself or to search out fresh organic food. And above all, they teach something that I have experienced firsthand, the power of the mind to cure cancer and any disease for that matter. Your mind is so powerful, it can stop cancer from growing and actually eat it up to make sure it ceases altogether. Through hypnosis, EFT, and muscle testing, your body and your mind connection is your ticket to a healthy and energetic life. A few weeks ago, I experienced how the mind can bring you to the place of desperation, especially when you are seeing your loved ones be so affected by the poisons of Western medicine. I was in the midst of promoting the new October issue of Law of Attraction magazine, and I put out an announcement on Google+. And I got a horrible comment back from a guy who I didn't even know about how dangerous the Law of Attraction is. And he then sends me a very, very nasty email using some of the phallus language and sends me to a quantum physics and Law of Attraction radio show and told me to listen and learn. And I'm going, what? I mean, really? So I followed that lead and I found out that this guy happens to be a life coach. And a life coach? Oh my God. So I wrote back saying, why in the world would you say this to me? I don't even know who you are. And he wrote back a few paragraphs that were even nastier and degrading, not only about me, the Law of Attraction, but also Deepak Chopra, who happens to have a featured article in the Law of Attraction magazine about meditation and anxiety. He wrote in his really amazing email to me that we were all snake oil salesmen, wannabe manifestors, etc., etc., etc. And of course, he tossed in some more foul language in there for good measure. Bottom line, he was chastising us for saying that your mind and your thoughts attract things to you. you create your life, all the good and bad and the ugly, and he did not like that. So I wrote back and I apologized. Goodness gracious, he is allowed to be judgmental. If that's what makes him happy, good. Basically, I just said, you need to do what makes you feel happy. Whatever causes you to be angry is simply none of my business. So I'm going to apologize and let you just stay where you are, because evidently that's where you feel good. A few minutes later, I get a phone call, and it's from him, the guy who sent me the nasty email. I don't even know how he got my phone number, but he did. And to my surprise, he apologized. He said he was over the top and he should never have done that. He said that he doesn't believe in the law of attraction because his wife is now suffering from cancer, and his mother-in-law also has pancreatic cancer. And he is really, really mad at the law of attraction, because how could anyone attract this horrible, horrible disease such as cancer? How could they attract it to themselves? He was angry. And you know what? I couldn't blame him. Not only is the cancer patient severely affected by Western medicine, but so are family members. It's devastating to watch someone you love die. I completely understand. I accepted his apology and I decided not to talk to him about my thoughts on this because I could hear his pain and I knew that he was not going to accept anything I had to say. And we just left it at that, and I said a quiet prayer for him. But now, this brings up something that I really want to make clear with my audience. And let's talk about the law of attraction and cancer and other devastating diseases. Do people attract this into their lives? Well, it's a known fact that people get cancer throughout their life. Everyone gets cancer. And yet their body heals the cancer without them even knowing it existed. And literally, it will take years for cancer to develop into something that can be recognized. For instance, cancer can grow to be about the size of a pea, but it will take 8 to 10 years for it to be seen with modern diagnostic tools. So what is the biggest thing that can encourage cancer to grow? And what is the biggest thing that can stop the body from healing cancer? It's called stress. Stress is the culprit. Stress can come from fear, anger, sadness, bitterness, not forgiving, etc., etc. Everyone, every physician, every naturopathic, homeopathic, and physician that actually cures cancer will agree that stress is the component that stops the mind-body connection. And this is why the well-being of an individual is so important. All of my clients that come to me for hypnosis that have cancer or that need pain management has had an event in their lives, like a few months or even a few years or even longer, that has engaged them into living stress, like a disastrous divorce, losing a house, losing a loved one, even losing a pet. When the mind is focusing on stress, you become more stress, in which the commander-in-chief, your brain, sends messages to every cell of the body. Stress, stress, stress. And that's the only thing the cells can give back to you is more stress. This stress, combined with eating processed foods, brings your mind and body out of balance. And then what happens? Can the body heal itself when it's under so much stress? No. So does a person attract cancer to them? No. A person attracts stress, which creates havoc for the body, which is the perfect breeding ground for more disease. Disease. You're out of alignment with harmony. Have you seen families that have a reoccurring cancer scenario run from one family member to another, to another, to another? They think it's because of a gene in their body that they're going to get a disease or not. Well, they may have the gene, but what brings on that disease is the fact that their mind-body connection is out of whack. The stress that they have experienced is something that was taught from generation to generation in that family that leads them into remembering how to react to stress as their mother did or as their sister did. So you may have inherited that gene, but it's how you react to the stress, how long you have the stress, and how detrimental that stress is to your well-being. Get rid of the stress and you alleviate and bring that mind-body connection into harmony. That's where perfect health resides. So what can a person with a disease do? Well, they can meditate again. Release any and all stress, forgive and forget, loved and be loved, surrender to a higher energy. And all of this will guide the person to regain their health. So in that respect, stress is what gets you out of sync with your mind-body connection. Therefore, you're not wanting to bring that cancer to you. But you are so familiar with the concept of stress that people even think that stress is a normal state of being. And it's not. So do you attract a particular type of illness to you? Well, that which you fear the most may very well manifest. But unless it's your life plan to leave this dimension, you can recover simply by eating and drinking, getting real exercise, and ridding yourself of stress. It's really that easy. A question that a person with a disease really needs to ask themselves is, do I really want to live? That's a vital question. And many will say, no, I'm tired. I'm ready to go. And many will say, hell yes, I want to live. There are still things I want to do, people to love, places to see, things that I need to accomplish. So the yes, no question is vital. My father, who had cancer, was the last person of his entire generation, and he was ready to go. He wanted to go. And when he was ready to go, he did. That's when you know that you can simply back off and let the universe take over. And if someone says, hell yes, I want to live, that's when you start going to town on all the research and all the information that you can provide. And then they can make the difference themselves. I don't believe anyone intentionally brings on sickness, except for those who profit trillions of dollars every year and who has continued the genocide since World War II. So what do we do about this? Well, we can put these corporations out of business. Just stop giving them money. How, you ask? How can you stop giving them money when you pay health insurance and they won't pay for alternative treatments? I know, I get that. If you get a diagnosis, first and foremost, don't let them talk you into immediate treatment. It took years for the cancer to get where it is. And believe me, you have months and months to make up your mind on what treatment you feel will work best for you. There's no need to rush. You have plenty of time. And I just said the magical key word, which is you feel. This is very, very important because you were born with an internal guidance system, your connection to the universal source of energy. There is at this particular time when you have something devastating happening to you, this is the time that you connect and you get the answers you need. So when people are tossing this kind of treatment at you, it's up to you to feel what it is that is going to work best for you. I can remember about, 15 years ago, maybe 18 years ago, I had an accident and I crushed my patella, which is my kneecap, and I had to have surgery. Something was telling me that I better get some more information on this surgery. So I asked the doctor, what does the surgery mean? Well, he said, we're going to go in there and repair the kneecap. Even though it's really crushed, we're going to see if we can repair it and put some wires in there. And he said the magic word to me, which was wires. Wires could be very, very detrimental to me because I have a metal allergy. Maybe it's due to previous vaccinations with mercury or whatever, but I had a severe metal allergy. So I said, okay, well, there's a problem with that because I could be allergic to that metal. So the doctor and I decided that we're going to wrap that wire, that metal that they use to repair cartilage, around my finger and let me have it for a couple of hours around my finger so I could see if I will react to it or not. And guess what? I reacted to the metal. Thank goodness I had stopped and started really questioning and something didn't feel right. Because had I had the surgery, had I had them totally reconstruct the kneecap, I probably would have died because of all of the irritation and all of the poisons I would have gotten from that surgery. So what happened? They had to remove the entire kneecap, of which I don't have a kneecap. It's gone. So has it changed my life? Well, I used to love to exercise and I can't really do that, but that's okay because, hey, I'm still alive. So I took the choice. There's other things that I could do and I will be doing, but after 18 years, I'm still alive without any problems. So I listened to my intuitive nature. I listened to my internal guidance system. And I did not let a surgery happen until I felt comfortable that it was going to be in my best interest. This is what we want people to do, to recognize their own power in talking to the physicians. I remember when my father was really, really sick, and every time I took him to the doctors, they gave him more and more pharmaceuticals. He was on 20 different pills. And he was getting sicker and weaker, and he kept on falling down. And when he fell down, he was a big man. I couldn't get him up. So I kept on taking him back, and I said, will you please take him off the unnecessary medicine? Well, try to tell a doctor that he's on too many medications, and you're fighting an uphill battle. But something kept on saying, all of this medication is not helping him. It's making him weaker. It's making him sicker. Finally, I had to fire this doctor from my father's case, and my dad wasn't really too thrilled about it, but he understood what was going on. And we got another person, another physician, who said, okay, well, let's take him off of this because it's really not necessary. We don't need him on the niacin. We don't need him on this. We don't need him on that. And so, and all of a sudden, we are down to 2 heart pills instead of 20. Now, because of that, I notice an increase of communication between each other. I noticed that he was happier. He was getting better. But unfortunately, because he had chemo and radiation, which we now know will actually bring back and enhance the existing cancer, he did get the cancer back, and it was too severe. And of course, they gave him chemotherapy again, and finally, he just became too weak to continue on going through any treatments. Within 2 weeks, he died. What's so funny about it, well, it's not really funny, but I think back and I remember thinking at him as I was looking at him, my goodness, he looks like he just came out of a concentration camp. So when I heard all of this stuff about Nuremberg and about the Nazis and about the concentration camps and about the pharmaceuticals and what's going on, it all started clicking. Wait a minute. We are a part of the human experimentation that is going on with Big Pharma. Remember, Big Pharma wants you to think alternative practitioners are all quacks, but they're not. Someday, the first people you will go to when you're not feeling well or feeling up to par or your children are sick will be the people who will cause you less harm and will actually help you to heal what is going on in your body. Those will be alternative health practitioners. Also, Big Pharma wants you to think that GMOs are fine for ingestion when they paid for the studies themselves to get the reports that they want. So, what can you do to get the food? Well, I'm excited to say that there are wonderful online real food vendors that can supply you with organic and nutritious food that will be delivered right to your door. The cost is extremely reasonable and it is so affordable. And guess what? You don't need to go to the grocery store. There is one such market that has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra called Thrive. Yes, it will be mailed to you, and you will absolutely thrive with the results. Also, please visit your local health food stores. Support those who support real, organic, or non-GMO foods. Always search for the label that says non-GMO, and you will be getting some great nutrition and vitamin-packed goodies for the entire mind and body. There is no reason to fear any disease. Cancer, believe it or not, is not a death sentence. It can actually be a huge blessing because it will bring your mind and body back into alignment, especially those who are listening to the show. As a matter of fact, I don't think that there is a disease on this planet that cannot be cured by good, real food and a mind-body connection. We have all the medicines we need that are basically free or very, very inexpensive. There are so many for you to just gravitate to. Listen to your inner guidance and pull out what you need to heal yourself. You know, we really don't even need any kind of health practitioner. We're just busy with our day-to-day life, so we like someone to come and tell us. But the truth is, we can figure it out for ourselves as well, exactly what we need. Now is the time to dry up the money flow to Big Pharma and to naturally bring our power back to us by simply using our choice. Choose what is best for you. It's also time to dry up the money flow to Monsanto, to IG Farben, to the Rockefellers, to the Rothschilds, to the George Soros. Stop participating by not purchasing their products or putting your money into their banks. We have just found out that the U.S. government does not have our backs, in that they have been bought off by these corporations that keep on poisoning us. Well, okay, that's fine. What can we do? We can just stop participating. And there's one more thing that I know is extremely controversial, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. What the hey? If someone tells you that it's time to confiscate your gun, really, really, really think about that. After all, Germany had a massive gun confiscation, took away everyone's guns, and then rounded everyone up for slave labor. So think twice about giving up your right to self-protection. I can't stand gun violence, and at one time in my life, I told everyone they should gather up all the guns and burn them, until we got to this point in history where we're starting to see the same people who did that in Germany are in charge of not only the World Trade Organization, but of the organizations that bring us ill health. With that, I'm going to end the show. I hope I didn't make anyone mad. I apologize. Again, it's my intention just to bring awareness. The most important thing in this world is your mind and your well-being. Just knowing all of this important information, we can change the world by simply empowering ourselves and stop giving our power away to those people who wish to make money off of us and our health. Much love, have a great week, and I'll be back. And I promise, next week we're going to have a show just on the law of attraction. Have a good one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com. And have a great week.
It's not that unusual when everything is beautiful. It's just another ordinary miracle today. The sky knows when it's time to snow. Don't need to teach a seed to grow. It's just another ordinary miracle today. Life is like a gift, they say, wrapped up for you every day. Open up and find a way to give some of your own. Isn't it remarkable? Like every time a raindrop falls, it's just another ordinary miracle today. Birds in winter have their flame, but always make it home. Just another ordinary miracle. just another ordinary miracle today. Sun comes up and shines so bright and disappears again at night. It's just another ordinary miracle today. Ooh. It's just another ordinary miracle today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more, and I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.